If you'd like to support this program, go to patreon.com/Steve Charney, and for $1 a month, you become a patron of the show and be part of it. Thank you. This is our Valentine's President's Day show right here. Get it while it's hot, and we got a beau parade of entertainment for you. Conversations with my dummy. I'm your pal, Steve Charney. Cindy Cashdollar on Dobro is going to help me and Harry sing Washington at Valley Forge, a rousing number. We also have a few gags about Lincoln. Not too many, because there isn't that much comedy about him, but there's plenty of love. Harry is going to read a love letter he wrote to his gal. We have a live segment when Harry and I perform for a bunch of kids, and he's messing up a song called Roses Are Red, taken from my first CD, The Yellow Album. And he's also written a love poem for George Washington himself. But we're starting off with the time that Harry was in love with a broom. This bit, by the way, was on All Things Considered and is featured on my Best of CD Volume 1, The Red Album. Let's hear it, shall we?
Steve, I'm in love. I want you to meet her.
Who are you in love with?
She's beautiful. She's everything a dummy could ask for.
Well, what could a dummy ask for?
Someone made of wood.
Yeah, well, where'd you meet her?
She was hanging out in the hall. She was standing in the corner, so quiet, yet so wise.
Yeah, where is she now?
Where is she? She's right here in my arms.
Harry, that's a broom you have in your arms.
Yeah, I know. Isn't she beautiful? Look at that figure.
What figure? She's a stick.
Look at that hair.
That straw.
From the first time I met her, she swept me off my feet.
Look, can the broom jokes, all right? How do you talk to her?
I'm glad you asked me that question, Steve.
Why?
That's where you come in. See, I thought you could make her talk for me. You know, just the way you make me talk.
You're kidding.
No, I just want a simple introduction.
All right, let's see.
Hi, Harry. What's happening?
Steve, I was sort of hoping for something a little more feminine.
You know that women's voices are not my specialty.
Oh, come on, Steve. This is important to me.
All right, how about this? Hi, Harry. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your name?
Harry, it's bad enough you want me to make this broom talk, but how am I supposed to know her name?
Steve, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to her.
All right.
My name is, Cynthia. A beautiful name, if I say so myself.
I don't believe this.
If you don't mind, Steve, this is between Cindy and me.
Yeah, of course.
How about you and I going out on a date? Maybe we could go dancing. I just love to dance. Great, I'll pick you up at 8.
I'm sorry, Harry. I'm going to be busy tonight.
So who asked you, anyway?
What do you mean, who asked me? You can't go out on a date with her without me. Who's going to make her talk? For that matter, who's going to make you talk?
Look, Steve, I appreciate the introduction and all, but if you're trying to horn in on my date, I can do very well without you from here on out.
Look, I'm not even sure I'd let you out on a date without a chaperone.
Her father said it was okay.
Who's her father?
The vacuum cleaner.
Now this has gone far enough. I'm not going out with you and Cynthia, and that's final.
I told you, Steve, we don't need you. Do we, Cynthia?
No, we don't, Harrikins.
Hey, wait a second. Who said that?
Do you want me to help pay for the babysitter?
Babysitter? Who needs a babysitter?
My little dustpan. He's only 3.
That does it. From this moment, I wash my hands of this whole thing. I'll have nothing more to do with you or your broom, Harry.
Jeez, what a grouch.
He certainly is.
All right, well, let's see. So it's George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Valentine's Day.
And I love George Washington, and I thought I'd send him a Valentine's Day card this year.
Really? Did you?
Well, I wrote a little poem about him. I thought I'd combine the two holidays and make something nice.
You wrote a poem to George Washington?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. A love poem.
Are we going to hear it?
Sure, Steve. Ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I love you, George Washington. Would you be my Valentine? I'd like to kiss you on your wig, if Martha doesn't mind. I'll kiss you on the head, and I'll kiss you on the cheek. You and I are similar. We both have wooden teeth. I'm glad you're on the money, the dollars, and the quarters, too. It makes it easy keeping pictures in my wallet, George, of you. Would you be my Valentine? You're brave, and you have courage. We could spend the day together strolling sweetly across your bridge. I wonder if they'd make you pay a toll when going through. After all, it is your bridge. They named it after you. I love you, George Washington. Can I call you Georgie? We'd walk into Manhattan next and have a big food orgy. I love every avenue that they've named after you. I love the state. I think it's great. And yes, Washington, D.C. too. I love the university, and I love Valley Forge. We'll cross the Delaware, and I'll yell, "Sit down, will you, George?" Yes, won't you be my Valentine? And grace me with a smile. I know you'd never lie to me, 'cause lying's not your style. What's that you say? The answer's no. You already have a dear. America's your sweetheart. Well, I'll try again next year.
That's sweet, Harry. That's very nice.
Yeah, I sent that to him.
What do you mean you sent it to him? He hasn't been alive for 200 years. Yeah, well, take a little while to get to him.
Well, I think I'm going to play now something that Cindy Cashdollar and I did with Harry. I did it a little while back. I picked it out of the files, and I thought I'd play it for you. It's perfect. Washington and Valley Forge.
Washington at Valley Forge, freezing cold, but up spoke George. He said, da-do-de-do, da-do-de-do-do. Crazy words, crazy tune, all that George could croon and swoon was, da-do-de-do, da-do-de-do-do. On his ukulele, daily, he would strum, de-lum-bum, dancing, prancing. Then it hotter, red hot mama, Washington at Valley Forge, freezing cold, but up spoke George. He said, da-do-de-do, da-do-de-do-do. Washington at Valley Forge, freezing cold, but up spoke George. He said, da-do-de-do, da-do-de-do-do. Crazy words, crazy tune, all that George could croon and swoon was, da-do-de-do, da-do-de-do-do. On his ukulele, daily, he would strum, be-lum-bum, dancing, prancing. Then it had a red-hot mama, Washington at Valley Forge, freezing cold, but up spoke George. He said, da-do-de-do, da-do-de-do-do.
Okay. Thanks a lot. Cindy Cashdollar joining me on the Dobro. It is so much fun having you on the show.
Well, I had a great time. Thank you. And Harry, thank you also.
Aw, shucks.
Dealing with the president's birthdays this month and also a little Valentine's Day. We should do a Lincoln song.
Well, there are no Lincoln songs, Steve. There are very few songs about Abraham Lincoln. You got to deal with Civil War and sort of talk around it.
No Lincoln songs?
Oh, well, there's the classic.
Which one's the classic?
You know, Lincoln, Lincoln, I've been thinking, what the heck have you been drinking? Is it whiskey? Is it wine? Oh my gosh, it's turpentine!
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's really appropriate. Any other Lincoln songs?
Well, Just Another Link in the Chain.
Whoo!
That's by John Sebastian.
Just Another Link in the Chain? I didn't know that was about Lincoln.
Sure, it's in the title.
All right.
Did anyone ever tell you you're kind of ugly, Steve?
Hey. Some of the greatest people in history weren't very good looking. What about Lincoln? He had a big mole on his face. He still became president.
The mole became president?
No, Lincoln. And do you know why he was great?
He freed the moles? Who wants free moles? I don't know. I hate moles.
No, he freed the slaves.
But you still have to pay for moles. How much? Why are we still talking about moles? You brought it up.
No, we're talking about Lincoln.
No, we are talking about how ugly you are, Steve.
You love me, I know how you feel.
Yeah, if I had an orange, I'd give you the peel.
Well, you love me, oh yeah, I can tell.
Sure, if I had a peanut, I'd give you the shell.
You love me, my friend, you got soul.
And if I had a donut, I'd give you the hole.
How dark is the night? How bright is the sun? You love me so much,
even though you're so dumb.
Well, you love me, you have to admit.
If I had a peach, I'd give you the pit.
How much do you love me a ton?
Yup, if I had a big cake, I'd give you a crumb.
you love me, you love me, you love me so much. If you walked a tight rope, I'd give you a push.
You love me, you love me. I'll say what I think. I love you too.
You do? But you stink. P.U. Oh, happy Valentine's Day.
I have a lovely song here that I'd like Harry to help me sing, okay?
Sure, I'll help you sing it.
Okay. Goes like this. Roses are red, paper is thin, your ears are like leaves,
'cause they flap in the wind.
And violets are blue, rivers are rippling, your nose is a raindrop,
'cause it never stops dripping.
How red is the rose, how deep is the well, your feet are like flowers,
'cause boy, do they smell.
I gave you a flower all pretty and pink. You sent me your sock,
and boy, does it stink.
It was on your birthday, I sent silver and gold. You sent me a lock of your hair.
Now you're bald.
I gave you some candy and a nectarine. You gave me your sweater
that had never been cleaned.
How red is the rose? How white are the ducks? Your hair's like a meadow.
It's covered with bugs.
Roses are red, and red are your lips. This song's like a cherry,
because it's the pits.
We're going to do a song together. Well, now, what's the song called?
I forget the name of the song, Steve.
All right, well, let's play it. Maybe you'll think of it as we're going along.
Okay, Steve. George Washington Bridge. George Washington, Washington Bridge. 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 Now, a little fancier, Steve. Come on, let's do a little fancier. George Washington Bridge. George Washington, Washington Bridge. George Washington Bridge. Yeah! George Washington, Washington Bridge. Now, George Washington Bridge. George Washington, Washington Bridge. George Washington Bridge. Yeah, yeah, yeah. George Washington, Washington Bridge.
You sure you don't know the name of that song, Harry?
I can't think of what the title of that song is. I have a love letter to my girlfriend.
Oh, is that the one who left you and then came back later on?
Yes, Steve. And this is a declaration of my love to her.
Wow, I didn't know you waxed poetic so often.
Oh, yes, Steve, when it comes to love, I do.
Can we hear the letter?
Sure, Steve.
Go ahead.
All right, Steve. I remember the first time we met. I passed you in the dance hall, and my head did a 180-degree turn. You were so beautiful, my eyes popped from my head. And as our eyes met, I dove into your limpid pools of blue. And I remember later that evening, when we first kissed. My lips quivered, and as I held you in my arms, I felt as if my chest was on fire. Then, but then, you took off. And when I came home, and found your note, my heart leapt. It fell on the floor. And it beat wildly. For you stepped on it and left it there for good. I prayed for your return.
Ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga booga, ooga.
But when I heard not a word, ooga booga, ooga booga, I felt as if my life was collapsing around me. All day I would stare at the ring that you had returned. And I'd remember your sweet, girlish laugh. And then you phoned me and I talked to you for what seemed like hours. Yes, my dear, yes. And because of that phone call, you came home. And when you walked in that door, and I held you in my arms, I knew that indeed we would live happily ever after.
The, and that's all, folks.
That was beautiful, Harry. I didn't know that you could write so poetically.
Ah, yes, Steve, it is true.
So, Harry, do you have a Valentine for today?
Well, I'm going to ask someone to be my Valentine, Steve.
Well, it must be hard to be in love with four girls at once.
Are you kidding? I can't eat. I can't sleep. I can't drink.
Because you're in love?
No, because I'm broke.
Well, you're going to have to decide on one of them. Who'd you ask last year?
Oh, last year, Sylvia was my Valentine.
How'd you ask her?
Oh, I said, I know I'm not rich like that guy John Russell. I don't have a fancy car or a mansion like John Russell or a yacht like John Russell. But honey, I love you. Be my Valentine. She said, darling, I love you too. But where does this guy Russell live?
Did you two then go steady?
Well, her boyfriend started getting jealous.
How could she be your Valentine if she already had a boyfriend?
Well, I gave him a piece of my mind, that's all. This guy was big, a real tough guy, but I told him off. I called him quite a few names. Ha! Boy, was he sore.
And did he hit you?
Not at all. In fact, when he tried to answer me back, I just hung up the phone and walked away.
I see. Well, what are you going to do this year? You're in love with four girls.
Steve, forget the girls. This year I want everyone to be my Valentine.
Everyone?
Sure, everyone. All the listeners out there, I have a question to everyone. Would you be my Valentine, please? Steve, they accepted!
Oh, that's sweet.
Listen, if you want to be my Valentine, get right up to the speaker there, and I'm going to give you a big kiss. Okay, is your cheek against the speaker? Good. I love you.
Yo, well, gotta do the credits, man. Gotta find out, you know, what everybody can get Lesson. Blamed for, which is pretty much me, because everything on Conversations with My Dummy pretty much is written by me. Not everything. I mean, the Washington and Valley Forge is a public domain song, and George Washington Bridges, too. I think that was the name of the song. I'm not sure. Let's see. I want to thank Cindy Cashdoll for playing Dobro. You can find her, of course, on the internet. And you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play, on my YouTube channel, and, of course, on patreon.com/Steve Charney. Become a patron, man! Come on, $1 a month. I'll even take less. I'll take more. I'll take less. Whatever you can afford. And my website is stevecharney.com for more information about me than you'll ever need or want. And, of course, on Facebook, search for Steve and Harry, Conversations with My Dummy. Or on Twitter, too.
Right.
And spread the word if you like it.
That's true. That's true, too.
And happy Valentine's Day and happy President's Day, whatever turns you on, man.
Yeah, Steve. I got a problem, Steve.
What?
I got a leak in my sink.
Well, go ahead. It's your sink.